Rock historian Ed Ward has been listening to a collection of classic recordings from the 1920s and 30s that feature another distinctly American music genre, the jug band.
Jug Band was born out of the impulse to make music with anything you had at hand. The name itself comes from the bass instrument, a ceramic or metal jug played by buzzing the lips over the opening, although other devices, including stovepipes, were also used. Kazoos, nose flutes, clarinets, guitars, fiddles, and harmonicas, anything went in the Jug Band. The most famous ones, the ones that made the most recordings anyway, were in Memphis. Cannon's Jug Stoppers featured the banjo talents of Gus Cannon, a Medicine Show veteran, and Noah Lewis's harmonica. Minglewood blues, like Cannon, had a long life, showing up in the repertoire of the Grateful Dead, while Cannon actually saw some money in the early 60s when the Rooftop Singers had a hit with Walk Right In, a song he'd recorded in the 30s. About Jack Kelly and the South Memphis Jug Band, not much other than their names is known, although RFC Blues shows Kelly was a fine vocalist. An harmonica virtuoso Jed Davenport had from time to time Memphis Minnie and her husband Joe McCoy and his Beale Street Jug Band. All of these bands formed because of the undisputed king of jug bands, though, the Memphis Jug Band.
You that thing, Bob. Oh, that Fourth Street mess around.
Oh, mess around, mess around, mess around.
Originated down in Memphis town.
Memphis town, Memphis town, Memphis town.
Go down forth until you get to fans. Ask anybody about that brand new dance. The gals will say, you're going my way. It's right here for you, and here's your only chance. Denny.
Led by Will Shade, a guitarist, and with a changing cast of characters, the Memphis Jug Band was famous for its popularity with black and white audiences and for its unpredictable stage antics. They left behind over 40 records during their career, with songs about everything from cocaine addiction to unfaithful women to spiders. But jug bands weren't really a Memphis institution, it turns out. The first ones to record came from Louisville, Kentucky.
Thank you.
Dixieland Jug Blowers had recorded behind blues singer Sarah Martin in 1924, and the record executives decided they needed their own session. Banjerino, which we just heard, is a later recording, one of many they made. Kentucky Jug Band was another Louisville group, and the Walkin' Cane Stomp was a showstopper, since the flute you hear was also a cane used in the dance numbers. And while the Memphis bands incorporated a lot of blues into their repertoires, most jug bands walked the line between jazz and ragtime. Whistler's Jug Band's Jug Band Special is a perfect example. Like most other specialized music, jug band music disappeared from the recording scene with the advent of the Depression, although jug bands could be seen on the streets of Memphis right into the 50s. Revived during the folk era of the 60s, jug band music is a real milestone in the American tradition of improvisation and a hotbed of wild and crazy music.
Ed Ward lives in Berlin. He played music from Ruckus Juice and Chitlins, Volumes 1 and 2. Coming up, a review of the new Lars von Trier film. This is Fresh Air.